Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring something really fundamental for any business wanting to make a strong first impression. We're talking about the company profile.
That's right.
Our mission here is to unpack what it really is, why it's, you know, strategically essential, what core elements go into one, and the critical design thinking that makes it genuinely impactful.
Exactly. And it's more than just listing facts. It's really about understanding how this one document, this single piece, can build trust, how it can differentiate your brand and honestly open doors to new opportunities. We've pulled together insights from various guides on creating these professional profiles to give you the key takeaways.
Okay, so let's kick things off then. Let's define this. What exactly is a company profile? And maybe, what isn't it?
Good question. Essentially, it's your company's carefully crafted public face, a written snapshot showing everything you offer. But it's much more than just an intro. Think of it as a strategic tool, really, built to create credibility, tell your brand story, and lay the groundwork for important relationships.
Okay, that makes sense. But how is it different from, say, a business plan? Doesn't that also give an overview?
Yeah, that's a really common question and a good one. So while a business plan is more your internal roadmap, focusing on operations, strategy, financials, often for investors or internal teams. The company profile, on the other hand, is designed specifically to present your business identity to the outside world.
Ah, okay. External focus.
Right. It's less about the how you operate and more about the who you are, what you deliver, and why you're the right choice for clients or partners.
So if it's that crucial, where do businesses maybe underestimate its power? Why is it so vital for any business, big or small?
That's a great point. A lot of businesses, frankly, see it as just a formality, like a brochure. But they often miss its potential for attracting investors, not just clients. A really strong profile can communicate future value in a way that, say, a pitch deck alone might not.
Yeah.
It adds that depth, that validation.
Interesting. So it can actually help clinch funding.
It absolutely can. Beyond that, it builds instant trust with clients and partners. Huge in a crowded market. It helps you stand out, differentiates you, reinforces your brand values, your mission, shapes how people see you. And, you know, if you're optimizing for digital, it can even bring in organic traffic, open doors to collaborations you weren't even looking for.
So it's really a cornerstone of your strategic communication. And yeah, often the only first impression you get, okay, we get the why. Now let's roll up our sleeves. Let's dig into the what. What are those absolute must-have elements for a profile that really stands out?
Right, the core components.
Right.
It's about impact, not just ticking boxes. So first up, the company overview. And look, anyone can list their legal name when they started, but a great overview tells your story, a concise narrative, you know, your journey, key milestones, not just what, but why it mattered. Show that evolution.
Make it human.
Exactly. And infuse your mission and vision with real passion. Make it feel authentic. Adding the founder's name, maybe a photo, that adds a personal touch that can really connect.
So it's about weaving that narrative, making it more than just corporate speak. Okay, what's next after setting that stage?
Then you get into your products and services. Clarity and value are key here. Don't just list features. Talk about the benefits, the problems you actually solve.
The so what factor.
Precisely. And visuals are crucial. Pictures, if possible. And here's a practical tip. Prices change, right? So it's usually better to keep specific pricing on your website. Direct people there. Don't put it in a printed profile that gets outdated fast.
Good point. Avoids constant reprints.
Definitely. And clearly define your target market. Who are you serving? Which industries? That establishes relevance immediately.
Makes total sense. And what about building that all-important trust, proving you can deliver?
That's where client testimonials and portfolio come in. Essential. Don't just say you have happy clients. Show them. Use logos of well-known companies if you can. Include powerful, concise testimonials.
Social proof.
Exactly. And go beyond that. Use briefcase studies. Real-world examples showing your success, your expertise.
Yeah.
I remember a client, they had amazing reviews, but they were buried deep on their website.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just moved one strong quote to the front of their profile. Huge difference in inquiries. Strategic placement matters. Then, highlight your achievements and recognition. This isn't about bragging, it's about validation. Awards, certifications, industry recognition, significant growth moments like launches or hitting targets. Mention them.
Well, what about the people, the team behind the brand?
Absolutely vital. The leadership team section builds immense trust. Introduce your core leaders, their roles, brief bios, maybe photos. Establishes credibility, puts a face to the name.
Right.
And finally, the basics, but often messed up. Clear contact information. Physical address, phone, email, maybe department specific, and definitely a clear link to your website for more info. Non-negotiable.
That's a really thorough list. But, you know, for a startup just getting going, could this feel overwhelming? Is there a risk of getting bogged down?
That's a fair point. It can seem like a lot. The key is start with the essentials. Your profile can grow with your business.
Yeah.
You don't need every single element perfectly polished on day one. But knowing the full picture helps you prioritize. Many clients start lean and then invest in a more comprehensive, professionally designed one later when they have more results and stories to share.
Okay, that makes sense. Evolve it over time. Mm. So we've got the content sorted, but now the really interesting part for me, the visual side. How does design take a good profile and make it truly compelling?
Ah, yes. Content is king, sure. But design is the kingdom, right? For visual appeal, it's about that immediate impression. High quality images, consistent colors, branding. That's table stakes. But think beyond just pretty. Good design, like infographics, can actually speed up understanding.
How so?
Well, imagine trying to explain market share growth in text versus showing a simple, clear chart.
Mm.
Or illustrating a complex service process visually.
Right, much quicker to grasp.
Exactly. It clarifies value instantly, much faster than dense text. Then there's structure and readability.
Mm.
Clear headings, bullet points, enough white space so it doesn't feel cramped, makes it easy to scan and digest.
Keeps people reading.
Definitely. And branding consistency is huge. Your profile must look and feel like your brand. Same fonts, logo use, tone, imagery as your website, your ads, everything. Anything else just creates confusion.
Undermines the whole thing.
Totally. And to think about accessibility, readable fonts, good contrast, alt text for images in digital versions. Also, consider if you need both digital and print formats. And here's that pro tip again for print. Design in multiples of 4 pages, 4, 8, 12, 16. It matches standard printing setups using folded sheets. Saves hassle and often cost.
That printing detail is fascinating. Shows how much practical thought goes into professional presentation. It's not just art. Okay, this leads straight to a big question. We live in an age of templates, right? Canva, Word templates, they're everywhere.
Right.
So is splashing out on a professional design studio really worth it? What are the pros and cons?
It's a major decision, no doubt. Let's break it down. The advantages of going pro are pretty compelling. First, exceptional quality and professionalism. Studios bring technical skill, design expertise. It just looks more credible. Layout, typography, color, images. It's a higher level.
Mm.
They also offer a strategic and objective approach. They're not just decorating. They're solving communication challenges. They dig into your goals, your audience, your message.
So it becomes a real marketing tool, not just a document.
Precisely. They ensure brand consistency and cohesion, making sure it fits perfectly with everything else you do. Strengthens brand recognition. Huge competitive edge. It also, crucially, saves you valuable time. Designing properly takes ages. Outsourcing lets you focus on running your business.
Time is money, after all.
Absolutely. You get a unique and memorable design, not something generic that blends in. It helps you stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you get access to professional tools and resources, top software, massive stock photo libraries, font licenses, established printer relationships. They handle all the technical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a strong case for professional design, but it can't all be positive. What are the downsides?
You're right. The biggest hurdle is obviously the significant financial cost. Professional design is an investment. You can run into thousands, potentially tens of thousands, depending on complexity and location. That's tough for startups or small businesses.
Yeah, that's a major factor.
Then there's the time investment in communication and feedback. You save design time, but you have to invest time in briefing, meetings, reviewing drafts, giving clear feedback. It's a collaboration. There's also the potential for creative misalignment. You might have a vision, the studio might have another. Requires careful vetting of their portfolio and a really thorough discovery phase.
Finding the right fit.
Exactly. And related to that, there's a loss of direct control. Once you outsource, changes go through their process. You're not tweaking it yourself instantly. And lastly, finding the right studio takes effort. Researching, comparing portfolios, checking references, making sure they get your industry and budget. It's a mini project itself.
So how does a business decide? When is professional the right call versus, say, a good template?
It really boils down to a strategic cost-benefit analysis. Go professional if your profile is a critical tool for landing high-value clients, attracting serious investors, or building a premium brand. The long-term ROI will likely justify the cost. But consider alternatives, good templates, maybe even DIY if you have some design sense if you're very early stage. Budget is super tight, and the profile is mainly for basic info, not heavy persuasion. Lots of businesses start simpler and upgrade later as they grow.
So it's very much tied to your specific business stage and strategic needs at that moment. Makes sense. Okay, bring this all together then. How does this company profile document fit into the wider ecosystem of a brand, its overall presence, especially digitally?
It's absolutely a core piece, not something separate. Your professionally designed profile should definitely live on your website. It's a fantastic way to introduce yourself online, show off your brand identity, build that credibility. You can offer it as a downloadable PDF, embedded as one of those cool digital flipbooks, or even break it down into interactive sections on a webpage.
So it becomes a key piece of website content itself.
Definitely. And this really underscores why you need a solid brand identity logo, colors, fonts, voice before you create the profile. The profile needs to reflect that established brand visually and emotionally. Mm. Otherwise, even great content can feel off, disconnected, unprofessional.
So get the brand foundations right first. That's critical.
Absolutely. Without that solid base, the profile won't work nearly as hard for you.
And what happens if that consistency isn't there? If the profile feels different from the website or social media?
You risk confusing people, diluting your brand's impact. It can subtly suggest a lack of attention to detail, maybe even internal disorganization. That erodes trust, even if subconsciously. And one final point on creation. Remember, design studios are experts at presentation, the visuals, or the storytelling flow. But you are the expert on your company. You need to provide the core content, the history, the team details, the product info. They rely on your input.
They shape it, but you provide the substance.
Exactly. They can refine it, polish it, make it flow beautifully, but the raw material comes from you. At the end of the day, an effective company profile needs to be clear, concise, and genuinely engaging. It tells your brand's unique story, shows what makes you different, and clearly spells out the value you bring. It's just a powerful tool for building credibility and connecting with the people that matter to your business.
Absolutely. It seems creating a truly professional company profile isn't just a nice to have, it's a fundamental step. Shakes your image, opens doors, fuels growth, and like you said, often that very first impression. You really do need to make it count.
So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is this. Take a moment and consider what the absence of a professional, well-crafted company profile might be communicating about your business right now, before you've even had a chance to speak.